Are Eddie Maguire's comments indicative of everyday sexism?
I think that you've got someone in a senior position such as Eddie Maguire who's responsible, even if he doesn't acknowledge it, to set a tone in culture. And I think his attitudes towards Caroline Wilson via his comments, even if they were a joke, even if they weren't a threat, which I believe they weren't a threat, but nonetheless, they were a joke, that helps to set a standard of what's okay in public life. And I think that's where the real problem lies, as opposed to the words, which were horrible. It's more about the fact that this is apparently behaviour that's not given too much thought in our culture.
Eddie, as you said, is a relatively prominent media figure. What impact does someone of his standing saying these things have on everyday Australians?
Yeah, he's a figure that a lot of people hold in high esteem. So therefore, he has a greater responsibility. Again, it's not necessarily he chooses to be a role model, but he sets a standard, because this happens with politicians. It's why we care if politicians say things that are sexist. It's the same for someone who's a celebrity, be it in sport or other areas of the media, that they're famous. And with that comes some level of responsibility and also contribution to the public discourse, both good and, as in this example, bad.
How does the concept of just joking around affect women and men's views on women?
Well, this is a very good example of Australianness, in the sense that Australians have this attitude, and I think what you played out really well with the Adam Goods case last year, is that we're supposed to laugh things off, that we're not supposed to get offended, that we're supposed to have a knockabout larrikin sense of humour. The consequence of that, that only works if we've got a level playing field, but when it happens to groups that are continually marginalised, this further justifies their mistreatment. And I think that's why we need to be a bit careful when we say it's just a joke. It's just a joke if it happened between equals. It's not just a joke when women are disproportionately victims of gendered violence.
How does this statement impact men as well? Are they going to see this and think that it's appropriate behaviour?
Look, I think it can go in a number of different ways. I think some men, and we've already seen that now, Bill Shorten also, is a good example of this, where men have taken a stance and have, if you like, policed Eddie by highlighting that this is absolutely deplorable behaviour and we're not going to stand by it. So I think it's an opportunity. We don't have to necessarily see this as just a bad thing. There's an opportunity here for men actually to take a vocal stance against what will and won't be tolerated in the media.
This is suggestive of a larger issue as a whole, do you think?
I think it's more indicative of the fact of everyday sexism, where people think, largely men, think it's okay to use women and violence against them, or even just harm coming to them as fodder for jokes. And I think that's a point that we need to move past as a culture.
And how does everyday sexism affect women?
I think it helps to reinforce the idea that women are somehow subordinate to men. And I think it's not necessarily in an overt way, but just this idea that they're somehow less than. And I think that reiterates it, because women don't tend to be, at least certainly not in public life, making those same jokes against men. So until a level playing field transpires, I don't think we can pretend these instances aren't happening outside of an unequal culture.